ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो सेकंड चैप्टर नंबर फर्स्ट एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 39, द फर्स्ट स्टेप इन गॉड रियलाइजेशन। So, all right. Very nice chapter. It's difficult. It's warning. So this verse goes like this: Saha,
Saha.
सर्वधिवृत्ति अनुभूत
अनुभूत
सर्वे
सर्वे
आत्मा
आत्मा
यथा
स्वप्नजन स्वप्नजन
इक्षित
इक्षित
एकः
एकः
तं
तं
सत्यं
सत्यं
आनंदनिधिं भजेत
भजेत
न अन्यत्र
अन्यत्र
सज्जेत
सज्जेत
यतः
यतः
आत्मपातः
आत्मपातः।
सह सर्वधिवृत्त्य अनुभूत सर्व आत्मा यथा स्वप्न जनेक्षितैकः तम सत्यमानंद निधिं भजेत नान्यत्र सज्जेत यत आत्मपातः। सह मीन्स ही द सुप्रीम पर्सन। सर्वधिवृत्ति द प्रोसेस ऑफ रियलाइजेशन बाय ऑल सोर्स ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस अनुभूत कॉग्निजेंट सर्वे एवरीवन आत्मा द सुपर सोल यथा एकमचेत स्वप्न जनः a person dreaming ikshita seen by ekah one and the same tam unto him satyam the supreme truth ananda nidhim the ocean of bliss bhajeta must worship na never anyatra anything else sajjeta be attached yatah whereby atmapatah degradation of oneself. Listen to the translation. One should concentrate his mind upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who alone distributes himself in so many manifestations, just as an ordinary person creates thousands of manifestations in dreams. One must concentrate the mind on him, the only all-blissful absolute truth. Otherwise, one will be misled and will cause his own degradation. In this verse, the process of devotional service is indicated by the great Goswami Srila Sukadeva. He tries to impress upon us that instead of diverting our attention to several branches of self-realization, we should concentrate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the supreme object of realization, worship and devotion. Self-realization is, as it were, offering a fight for eternal life against the material struggle for existence. And therefore, by the illusory grace of the external energy, the yogi or the devotee is faced with many allurements which can entangle a great fighter again in the bondage of material existence. A yogi can attain miraculous success and material achievements such as anima and lagima, by which one can become more minute than the minutest or the lighter than the lightest. Or in the ordinary case, one may achieve material benedictions in the shape of wealth and women. But one is warned against such allurements because entanglement again in such illusory pleasures means degradation of the self and further imprisonment in material world. By this warning, one should follow one's vigilant intelligence only. The Supreme Lord is one, and His expansions are various. He is therefore the Supersoul of everything. When a man sees anything, he must know that his seeing is secondary and the Lord's seeing is primary. One cannot see anything without the Lord having the first seen it. That is the instruction of the Vedas and the Upanishad. So, whatever we see or do, the Supersoul of all acts of seeing or doing is the Lord. This theory of simultaneous oneness and difference between the individual soul and the Supersoul is propounded by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. The Virat Rupa, or the gigantic feature of the Supreme Lord, includes everything materially manifest, and therefore the Virat or gigantic feature of the Lord is the Supersoul of all living and non-living entities. But the Virat Rupa is also manifestation of Narayana or Vishnu. And going further, on and on, one will eventually see that Lord Sri Krishna is the ultimate Supersoul of everything that be. The conclusion is that one should unhesitatingly become a worshipper of Lord Krishna, or for that matter, His plenary expansions Narayana and none else. In the Vedic hymns, it is clearly said that first of all, Narayana cast a glance over the matter, and thus there was creation. Before creation, there was neither Brahma nor Shiva, and what to speak of others? Sri Bal Shankaracharya has definitely accepted it, that Narayana is beyond the material creation and that all others are within the material creation. The whole material creation, therefore, is one with and different from Narayana simultaneously, and this supports the Achintya Bheda Bheda philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being an emanation from the glancing potency of Narayana, the whole material creation is non-different from Him. But because it is the effect of His external energy, Bahiranga Maya, and is aloof from the internal potency, Atma Maya, the whole material creation is different from Him at the same time. The example given in this verse very nicely is that of the dreaming man. The dreaming man creates many things in his dreams, and thus he himself becomes the entangled seer and the dream, and is also affected by the consequences. This material creation is also exactly a dream-like creation of the Lord, but He, being the transcendental Supersoul, is neither entangled nor affected by the reactions of such a dreaming creation. He is always in His transcendental position, but essentially He is everything and nothing is apart from Him. As part of Him, one should therefore concentrate on Him only without deviation. Otherwise, one is sure to overcome by the potencies of material creation, one after another. It is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter 7th verse as follows: Sarva bhutani kaunteya prakritim yanti mamikam kalpakshaye punastani kalpadav srujamyaham. O son of Kunti, at the end of millennium, every material manifestation enter into my nature, and in the beginning of the another millennium, by my potency, I create again. The human life, however, is an opportunity to get out of this repetition of creation and annihilation. It is a means whereby one may escape the Lord's external and potency and enter into His internal potency. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the second canto, first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled First Step in God Realization. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शनाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. सो दिस इज द फर्स्ट एंड प्रोबब्ली द लास्ट स्टेप इन गॉड रियलाइजेशन एज द परपटी first as well as last. When it comes to Krishna, everything has been expanded through him. Eko Bahushya. So, conclusion is that we must worship him and him alone. We should meditate on him and him alone. Nothing should come in between. Brahma is saying the sum total of both material and spiritual energy manifested in a Virat form of the Lord. Alright? This is the beginning of creation. And Brahma has to realize this first. Alright? Brahma has desire to just create for the pleasure of the Lord. These creations are also compared just like dreams. In the dreaming state, we are creating so many situations. We are the creators of our own dream. Dreams do not come on their own accord because it's our subconscious state. It is having so many impressions stored in our mind that because mind is restless and we as soul are active, our thinking process is still going on. But the thinking process is not according to the 5 senses which are not active. When we go to sleep, these 5 senses are not active. So the thinking process can depend only what is stored in the mind. What are the impressions in our mind? And because the soul is very active, we start creating by combination of those things. These creations are also coming into effect. They are coming into effect. The whole material world is created simply by glance of Mahavishnu. So Mahavishnu is completely aware that what he is going to do and what are going to be the manifestations, etc., etc., etc. It means he has conceived them first. And so he knows each and everything. We are the secondary seers, and that too only the material energy manifestation. Right? But we have to follow those who are spiritual seers, because we come from that original wakefulness, and now we are in slumber by the 3 modes of material nature. Death is total forgetfulness, but the mind will remain active. The soul will still conceive something through mental, but he doesn't have that capacity. He is bound in stringent laws of material nature. He is not a liberated person to create something that what he desires. He is confined by the laws of material nature. So therefore he will be given an appropriate body. His creation is under control of material nature, even in the subtle state. So he will have to be confined. He has to be under the law of material nature, what kind of body he will be getting. So this dreaming process is to be understood. Why we are dreaming? Our existence is also called a dream. Because we are secondary seer, we are not the primary seer. We see and a reflected impression. Because Krishna has only seen first, and we are seeing the reflections. Right? For our seeing, Krishna has created sun and moon. They are representative of Krishna because we are completely under the clutch of external energy, and we have impressions of all external energy. So therefore, Krishna provided sun and moon so we can see. But Brahma has to cultivate the internal vision, the spiritual vision. It does not depend upon the eyes or senses. You know. So this process of worshipping the Supreme Person, because by cultivation of the internal vision we will see the reality. Otherwise this temporary material world is changing and you can't compete. You'll be baffled. Even those who are trying for the other processes to master their senses by yoga, but then yoga siddhis are allurement, hanging by maya, and they become trapped in it. Right? So, the first step in God realization is that, because sa ikshati sa iman lokan asrujata, because of he is seeing first, and simply by seeing means the way Krishna sees it, we have to accept that method. How does Krishna see? For what purpose he has created? You know, why he is giving an opportunity to us to see even in the first place, so we can understand. Our entire seeing in material life, even in human species of life, if it is resting on simply vision through the eyes and five senses, that is not, you know, the success. Animals can also see. And sometimes these studies have been going, even the dogs can dream. Even the dogs can dream. So what is the difference between his dream and our dream? Well, we have to see that our emergence in the material life, our beginning in material life, is also like a dream. Unless and until we see through the eyes of realized persons, God-realized persons, you know, the target is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And those who are realized, we must approach and try to learn. And because he has seen the truth, he will impart the truth. But the truth is God's vision. What is the vision of God? How does he sees everything? And why he is creating, sustaining and dissolving time to time? Does he have fun in it? This material creation is just to remove our hallucination, our dreaming state, that we have to come out from it. Many devotees are dreaming about Prabhupada, even though they have not seen Prabhupada, but they are creating a dream that we have to learn. A dream is created by the restless soul through the agency of his stored information called mind. Our dreaming in this state has no importance. But a pure devotee can always remain engaged 24 hours a day, means the dreaming state is also included in him. But his engagement, his soul's engagement is always in thought of positive service to Lord Krishna all the time. That dreaming is beneficial. It's not fantasy anymore, because he is in wakeful state or unconscious state or subconscious state, which is called dreaming. That is going to be on the same platform. No? Cannot understand this? We dream for a couple of hours only. Why not all the time? The external life is also temporary and it changes like a dream. Most of us are collecting the same experiences day in and out. But when something extraordinary things happen during our conscious activity, we become startled. That is called an achievement. Some external ordinary things that happens, and we remember, right, for a certain time, not all the time, but it is stored impression in the mind. If we start accumulating these positive experiences in devotional service, that will be also stored. If we follow the process of devotion in stepwise direction and become advanced, then these experiences are going to be stored. Will be systematic. Those who are sentimental, they want to transgress all the Vaidhi Bhakti laws. Their mind will be very restless, even though they have inclination to serve the Lord, but it is according to his personal desire, not on Lord's terms. So therefore the mind is wavering and he cannot create a steady emotion. A steady bhav, sthayi bhav can never come. In yugas, therefore, we have to learn systematically in order to have a very systematic progression, and that realization will create a very steadiness in the mind and impression. Our mind become purified because garbage is being taken out and replaced by Krishna's, sadhana in a systematic way. So naturally, in a systematic approach, we cannot dream unsystematically. We cannot. So this is a secure process. Our life during daytime is also like a dream. It's going to go and slip away. Within a limited given time of our lifespan, it is going to go away. Our existence is internal, not even mental. That's what Krishna wants us, that this internal existence in Atma Maya, it should be qualifying. That we don't depend upon external energy. Mahatma anastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita bhajantim ananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. So, target is Krishna, because he is inexhaustible and his nature is totally made up of internal potency, Atma Maya. So naturally we are also part of that Atma Maya. Internal makeup is there. The quality of a spark is as good as the quality of the fire. Like that. So, we have to see this by developing the eyes of realized knowledge. Pashyanti jnana chakshusha. Mudhananu pashyanti. Pashyanti jnana chakshusha. This arrangement is there, and the foolish do not pay attention to this. Therefore, they do not realize. So, we have to realize through the knowledge of an experienced person, you know, realized person. That's what. And Prabhupada is spelling out everything. This first, second canto, they are called the two lotus feet of the Lord. And then it puts you right on the target. That our process should be developed on this phase, on the stepwise direction. The first step in God realization. See the title itself. First step in God realization means you have to know the personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, by all arrangement and arguments. Convince yourself. Then you need to perform that devotional service. So both your dreaming state externally and internal dreaming keep on continuing. You know, your service attitude externally will create your service attitude internally. Why we don't like conflict, external conflict? Because we know that we'll be at loss for internal also. But external service is just like changing the season. We must know how to tolerate it. Isn't it? Because we should not be at disadvantage. You know? External disadvantage should not disturb our internal process of dreaming in Krishna consciousness, though, because our target is how Krishna sees it, the way we have to see it. If the Supreme is creating simply by his glance, you know, our vision should be also to recreate the original stuff that we were engaging in. Right? Ya pashyati, sa pashyati. The way I am seeing it, and when anybody sees that, then he sees really. So he's trying to teach us how to see it. He teaches us that the whole material world is an upside down banyan tree. You know, upside down. Now see, how it is upside down. Then we will see correctly the way Krishna sees it. A reflection is always upside down. So if we dream in reflection, it doesn't make it origin. Our dreaming, however, should be conducive to the original existence, that our activity, our dreaming, all the states of our existence becomes eternal and just thinking of Krishna. That's how gopis were the best in thinking, feeling and willing. They know nothing but Krishna. They are so saturated with Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada is telling that this gives rise to the thinking of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. It's very inconceivable, ordinarily, but yet we have to conceive it, not by our external experiences or dreaming experiences, but by cultivating the experiences of internal nature after proper purification. So it is inconceivable, yet it gives us promise that we have to think in the way Krishna thinks, the self-realized soul thinks. Otherwise, what is the use if it is inconceivable only? Then we can't conceive, so why should we approach? But it is simultaneously oneness and difference is there, and that is inconceivable. Krishna is the soul also himself. Is the super soul also himself. Brahma is telling, my dear Lord, it is you who has assumed this form of Brahma. I have no individual existence beyond your mercy, because I am your part and parcel. I cannot claim what you can claim. Adityanam aham Vishnu. I am Arjun. He is telling Arjun, I am Arjun among the Pandavas. Oh my God. A father is an expansion in the child. So father has right to tell, it is me who has expanded in you. Obey, rascal. Isn't it? When people, you know, they think, father is an old man, who cares? And now I'm gone, I have my own life, and I have become father. But he can't claim my grandfather yet. So the idea is that Krishna can claim, but that has to be realized. Actually, it is the father who is expanding. The Supreme Father has kindly expanded himself, you know, as his Swamsha, the Paramatma. And because I was wayward, And this waywardness is continued even in the material life. So they deserve material life. You know? It is difficult to come out from this clutches of Maya. Even the yogis are eluded by Maya's attraction. Vishwamitra Muni was attracted. Saubhari Muni was attracted. Hell with their meditation, you know. And they accepted immediately Maya's clutches. Oh, come, you are my well-wisher. Like that. So, this is an important thing. And we need to learn stepwise, but these are so much important for our primary stuff. Why we have to understand Krishna's teachings, and why Krishna has to teach in the first place? What is so important about Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam? In Bhagavad Gita, familiarity breeds contempt, right? Because Krishna is speaking and you have to take it for granted. So you have a lot of, freedom to move around and misinterpret it. But you can't misinterpret Srimad Bhagavatam. Adi Shankara accepted Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, Narayana Parabhyakta. But at the same time, he did not touch Srimad Bhagavatam. He did not dare. He never put any commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Because he knows he himself is glorifying Krishna. But this was a temporary show just to make people bewildered. After all, they are also bewildered by Maya. Am I going to harm them by keeping them in Maya? But I want to re-establish the Vedic authority. So, he is a pure devotee. Did Narad Muni harm Krishna consciousness by telling Kamsa to kill all the children who were born in just 10 days time? Because Krishna was also born. So he was giving an advice, you will kill all the children. And Krishna will be killed. Because you do not know. You do not know where is Krishna. He doesn't understand where is Krishna. The blind man. But Narad Muni was not blind. Killing a snake, if it is in the assembly of the devotees, Bhaktisiddhanta order, kill him! And devotees obeyed and killed him. What's the difference? Oh, what kind of guru is this? People will start, you know, talking. Made about Bhaktisiddhanta because he ordered to kill. Kill him, but don't eat him. There's a difference. That's a comment. But if you see, the self-realized soul is concentrating in liberating that guy, you know, who is creating disturbance in the devotees. You know, actually they are in the wrong place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy of achintya bheda bheda tattva. Achintya means inconceivable. But this inconceivability is both in finding the oneness and difference. Everything has oneness and difference. And you have to see how it is one with and different with. Is it not nirbande krishna sambande yukta vairagya uchyate? Is it not the way to see the truth? That this inconceivable situation can be proven by becoming indifferent. Means we have to cultivate the eyes of indifference. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught bheda and abheda in everything which is